Satnam, everyone. Our teacher master just came in, and we were just talking about the celebration that was worldwide, 10-year celebration, of which we were talking about. Arit and I were part of, and so I'm sure you were part of it or felt the energy. But so our master's here with us now. It's October 7th, 2014. This is Kieran. Welcome to the Shakti Activation Call. So we're working together as a team, and our master comes in and gives us our weekly tune-up, tantric transmission. So we want to, when he arrives at this band of angels, we want to be respectful and receive the frequencies when he's here. So, yay, so that's what we'll do. So breathe deeply. I tuned in right before the call, so we won't take that time. But breathe deeply. And breathe into your belly and fill your feet. And what our main goal during this time period of transition between the Piscean and the Aquarian age is to be conduits between the frequencies that are coming in through our lineup with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy to the crystalline core of Mother Earth. The Earth is filled with crystals, as we know. So what's needed as we light workers is to be, they need the guides and angels and Mother Earth, Gaia herself, which is a collective consciousness of which we're a part of, needs people that are awake, aware, able to be a conduit for frequencies to align the frequencies that are coming through from higher dimensions with the crystals in the planet. So we've been talking about that the last few weeks in relationship to the tattvas in our physical bodies. So we're getting our tattvas aligned so we can basically serve the divine. Ooh, I like that. We're getting our tattvas aligned so we can serve the divine. Ooh, I like that. And that is our highest calling and destiny at this moment on the planet. So I know that everybody's doing many things. I'm teaching and working with clients, and I'm sure you're all doing whatever it is you need to do, but what we're being instructed by our teacher is we are the ones that need to vibrate the Nam, so to speak, to be able to vibrate this frequency and connect with the Earth and the heavens at the same time. So we are an interface. We are a galactic Gaia interface. Oh, I like that, galactic Gaia interface. So if anybody asks you, like, what your job occupation is, you can just tell them with a very straight face, of course, that you're a galactic Gaia interface on Spaceship Earth. Of course, add that part. Don't miss that piece. Okay, good. Oh, good. We just got the lineup. Okay, so the transmissions are coming through right now. The frequencies, and for people who listen later to the recorded calls, they can still pick up the frequencies. We just got the channel open. There we go. Good. We'll talk about the astrology, then we'll continue to work with the tattvas, getting these elements, elemental kingdom aligned in the physical body of which our body is made of. So thank you to the elemental kingdom and the elements for holding our bodies together so we can have this experience of consciousness in 3D, becoming awakened in physical form, which is an experiment that we have an intention that will succeed this time. It has been tried other times on planet Earth, and it has not yet succeeded, we've been told. So we're about to succeed with the liftoff of being able to align. There's 31 levels of tattvas, from the oneness of the Creator down to the 5 tattvas that make our physical body, water, fire, earth, ether, and air. So we want to get all the tattva levels from oneness down to the earth level, down to the body level, lined up. Okay, beautiful. There we go. So just breathe into that frequency, that connection, that direction. There you go. Okay, good. Oh, we got it. Beautiful. All right. So, well, we have now entered eclipse season astrologically, and what is an eclipse? An eclipse. So during a total lunar eclipse, which we have coming up tomorrow morning, the sun, earth, and moon form a straight line, and the earth blocks any direct sunlight from reaching the moon. The sun is behind the earth, so the sun's light casts the earth's shadow on the moon. So what does this mean? It means with the alignment of these celestial bodies, we are able to get the direct transmission. So tomorrow morning during the eclipse is a really great time to meditate and receive the direct transmissions, direct download, direct frequency, no interference. And of course, it's the lunar eclipse, which means that we're working with the mother energy, the Gaia. See, it's balancing the emotions. And now what element is that? That's the water tattva, right? So when the water tattva is balanced, then what we can do is we can move into compassion from lust, from wanting to exploit others. So this is a really beautiful time to work with ourselves and the surrogate for, or be the archetype for, balancing the elements on the planet. This is really what we can use this eclipse for.
Yeah.
Most of us on this call and listening to this call,
yeah,
is an archetype. Muted things out. Okay. So, we are entering eclipse season, as I said. So, eclipses are different, and this is an intense eclipse. We have Uranus conjunct the south node of the moon. So, we'll talk about what that means. But Uranus is Aquarius, and we're moving into the age of Aquarius. The age of electricity, the age of individualism. Uranus is changes, the revolutionary. So this is, we could say this is a revolutionary eclipse. So all you evolutionary revolutionaries, of which I consider myself one, everybody on this call to be one, this is our time to really move into our electric power. We can call it our kundalini power. We can call it our exciting power. We can call it lightning power. But this is it's like the south node. It means like we're bursting through from the south to the node, from where we are to where we want to go. So it's like booster fuel. It's like a rocket. So the electricity or lightning energy, this energy of the eclipse is going to be like lightning moving through us. So we can use that to basically align and to energize our nervous system. So it's a good time to do a lot of deep breathing because you don't want to get fried. That's why we want to balance the tattva so we don't have too much fire, too much whatever. We want all of the elementals in our bodies, all of the elements to be working together so that the air's feeding the fire and the fire's, so they're working together. So that's where we come in as directors, and we direct with our breath, with our consciousness, with our pacing, with our awareness. So we have the moon in Pisces, and tomorrow it's going to be in Aries, opposite the sun on this full moon eclipse. And then we've got, as I said, the Uranus conjuncting the south node of the moon. So as the sun comes up to the north node and the Libra moon comes up with the eclipse, because it's the first eclipse of the month, so it's the Libra eclipse, we've got a square to Pluto. So the sun squares Pluto. So what does that mean? The moon and the sun are squaring Pluto, so that's an opposition. So what happens is it's a tension that's going to force our Pluto, our deepest power, to get aligned. So we're talking about the center of the Earth, of Gaia, the crystalline frequencies. It's going to be like the electrical currents can shoot up to align with these high frequencies coming from beyond the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. That's what this eclipse is about. and we get to midwifehood. Yay! So tomorrow morning and now is the time to really meditate, and we've been doing that. So we've got a grand trine going on too. Sagittarius, Aries, and Leo, those are all fire signs, grand trine and fire, with Mars, Jupiter, and Uranus. So these are, this is booster fuel, this is rocket fuel, as I just said. This is fire energy. It's going to shoot up. It's going to shoot through us. So you don't, as the masters say, you don't want to get too close to the fire. It'll burn you. However, you don't want to be too far away from the fire because it'll get cold. So this is about really balancing the fire element. So if you have some passion coming up or anger coming up towards someone or something that you haven't said, it's good. It's clearing the subconscious of repressed emotions, basically, and it's shooting them through. Then, to top it all off astrologically, we've got Mercury retrograde. Yay! So Mercury retrograde means a time to reset our internal self, to look inside. What do we want to reset to? What's going on inside us that we need to rebalance? So retrograde means rebalance. So what are we rebalancing? We're rebalancing our pulses. So it's a time to go inside and rebalance and to come out and really be one with our truth, really speak our truth. So we've got Mars and Sagittarius, and so that's the quest for truth and the understanding. Okay, so we've got the Mars in Sagittarius. So Mars is that energy, the Aries energy. You know, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to be a pioneer. I'm going to be the first penguin in the water. I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to be an individual. So Sagittarius is the quest for the truth of life. So I individually, I'm going to claim the meaning of life, but it's the higher meaning. Sagittarius is the ninth house, so it's the higher meaning. So this is the time to really claim our individual divinity and our connection with the divine, the big divine and the little divine. So it's a time to really unite with those frequencies, whatever we want to call it, spirit, God, the universe. Our individual divinity merges, unites with the divinity out of which the etheric field, the ether, the etheric tattva that we live in and out of which we are born and what we're born into. So we do have a lot of energies working on. So we want to make sure that we use this to change whatever we need to change in ourselves. And, you know, it can be impulsive. It can be extreme. But Jupiter is just trying to get us to expand into the bigger, wider, the bigger consciousness, to align our mind with the divine mind, to get us to not be caught in our little 3D world, but to understand we live in a much bigger universe. So this is I would say this is definitely a galactic eclipse. Yay! And it has to do with the future, the truth, the reality, the evolutionary path that we're going on. So this is definitely a evolutionary eclipse, aligning us with and setting the direction of the path that we're going on the planet. So there you go. We'll talk a little bit more about the tattvas, and then we'll move into our meditation. Yay! Okay. So, we've been working with the tattvas, and how they express ourselves in our body and how we work with them. And so let's talk about it. So the very first tatsa, the earth, is Mother Earth. So that is, it's called Loba, L-O-B-H. So Mother Earth. So how do we, what do we learn from Mother Earth, the earth tatsa? Mother Earth teaches us forgiveness. So no matter how much people pollute the planet, I mean, I think there'll be a point at which Mother Earth completely shuts down, but maybe not before she gets rid of the humans. But that's not going to happen. We're evolving beyond all that. It's all going to be cleaned up. But the point is that the Earth keeps on giving. It doesn't say, okay, you polluted my waters, you did this, you made GMO food, so I'm not going to grow food for anymore. As much as possible, the mother just keeps on giving. It's the pure frequency, the pure mother energy. So what we learn from the earth tattva, the higher energy of the earth tattva, is forgiveness. And then what does the wind, what does the air element teach us? It teaches us to be unattached. So it teaches us to reach out, to move around, to connect with this as many people as possible, to be free. Free as the wind. It teaches freedom, and it should be, it's working with our subtle bodies. So we can move into the subtle realms. And then we have the sky, which has to do with, the sky has to do with the ethers. So the ethers are pure, our soul is pure, no matter what. So the sky has to do with purity, the connecting with the purity of our soul, which no matter what we've done, our soul stays pure. So when we can reconnect the purity of our soul, that's when we move from karma to dharma. And water teaches us to be compassionate, cool and compassionate. Water's always flowing, so we constantly flow towards compassion, no matter what's happening, towards the purity of the soul, flowing into the purity of our souls. And so we want to work with the lessons of the tattvas and what they teach us. So let's just take a breath. And there is the story of Yogi Bhajan, who was became a great Siddha Yoga, and he actually became a master over the water tattva. You may have heard this. And he could make it rain at will. And one time he did that. He made it rain on a village where they really needed water for their crops. So the great yogi that he was, he had meditated on the water element and had power over the water element, Siddha, great power. And what happened is, A sadhu came to him after that happened and said, what have you done? You destroyed the balance because you made it right here. You made all these other things die, and the water wasn't meant to go there. They were going to get the water they needed later or something. And you've just caused yourself to be locked back in the wheel of karma. So what happens is, when we have power, we want to work with the tattvas, but not command them to do our bidding. We want to work with them. So what happens is if we work to basically imprison the elements, the elementals, then we will be locked in the wheel of karma. So what we want to do is to be liberated. And so what Yogi Bhajan did is he went to the Golden Temple, and you know, the story he tells, that it took him, he spent 4 years rising every morning to wash the floors of the Golden Temple. If you've ever been there, they wash the floors with milk, the marble floors, the Parikrama, where people walk around and pray, and in the center is the Golden Temple, and the Parikrama's on the outside, and there's water between the Golden Temple and the marble floor. Anyway, he went to the Golden Temple every morning at 2 a.m. for 4 years to wash the floors of the Golden Temple to release himself from the karma of misusing the water tattva, the water element, and to release his siddha, the power that he had meditated to obtain. So what we really want to do is we want to connect directly with the divine, and we want to have our subtle body connect with the subtle body of the infinite. And when we do that, then we're actually served by the divine, because we're serving the divine, not what we want, not how we want things to be. So that's where we get the perfect flow between our divine selves and the divine selves. And the way we link with the divine is through mantra. So that's, of course, what we're always working with. So we really want to link our minds, so our minds think more in terms of mantras, and we can use mantras to create different qualities. So we're not powerless, like we don't, you know, wait. We are powerful co-creators, but we want to have it be a link-up. So we use mantras to evoke certain qualities and pull through certain things that are needed. So we don't directly, like, manipulate the tattvas in that way, but we balance the tattvas, and then we use mantra to link our mind with the divine mind. So what we're going to do is use the mantra to link our mind with the divine mind for this evolutionary direction setting towards the divine eclipse that we'll experience in the morning. Ek Onkar Sat Nam, the vibration of oneness, the vibration of truth. And just feel that in your body with these energies. I know it's a mantra you all know, but with the energies that are coming through. Ek Onkar Sat Nam.
Shri Vaheguru. Thank you.
Okay, so just go into a few minutes of the Ma for the surrender to the Divine Mother, and then we'll check in. Inhale. Receive the frequencies from beyond the central sun, from Yogi Bhajan, all the way down through your body, your feet, connecting with the crystal core of the mother, and back up. Moving the Kundalini, the lightning energy, the eclipse energy, the Aquarian energy, through your nervous system, balancing your tattvas, your elemental kingdom, all the way up to the oneness of the divine. Connecting, linking your mind with the divine mind. Beautiful. And exhale, let it go, let it go. Okay, great. Ah. Making it through a few disconnects there. So if anybody would like to share anything in our last few minutes, I would love to hear from you. Sorry about the disconnect. I don't know why that happens. It normally doesn't happen on my phone, but calls it does. Too much electrical energy, I guess.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, hi, Rich.
Hi. I've been feeling, this is really awesome because it. I've been feeling this energy now. Like really powerfully moving through me, more so than that, a lot of it.
Mm,
a lot of it, electrical, magnetic, whatever.
Wow.
You've been feeling it for a while yourself?
Yeah, I'm feeling it, and I'm glad I got to do this call and kind of look into it and understand it more, because I feel more balanced and centered now, because I was feeling like, whoa, what am I supposed to do with this? I was walking and breathing and, you know, doing all kinds of things. So, thank you. It helps to understand it for me.
When you mentioned about someone mentioned about that they were wanting the whole 3D thing to be eliminated or to move into 5D and no more 3D. To me, it means we're no more ego. No more ego running anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's a high calling to eliminate the ego on the earth right now.
That's definitely a high calling. Probably no higher calling. No higher calling than that.
Felt really good to hear what you shared and to feel the energy is still continuing. It feels really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I really feel that. I'm really happy we're getting to share this as a group. It helps me kind of feel more stabilized to feel it as a group that we're working with it together. Thank you.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Will you be putting the call up on Kundalini Bliss pretty soon? Because I missed about 75% of it.
Okay, yeah, we'll be putting it up. I'll have Gabe put it up later today or tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think the energies have been really intense in a rather uncomfortable way, so
mm-hmm.
It'll be nice to hear what it was all about.
Okay, yes.
Do you think the thing that we've talked about a lot is happening?
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Would anybody else like to share? Well, enjoy the eclipse in the morning. And know that we're all meditating on this lightning eclipse energy together. Libra.
Yeah, that sounds
right.
And now we are bountiful, blissful, and beautiful.
We are. I appreciate you saying that. Okay, all you...
You want me to give you a
bountiful,
call?
Blissful. Yeah, in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, all you bountiful, blissful beings. Bountiful, let's say it together. I am bountiful. Blissful and beautiful, all these bees, Yogi, Bhajan, bountiful, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we got it. We're dialed in. We're dialed in for these frequencies, so.
Thank you.
I'll be,
she was beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you, everybody. I'll be feeling you tomorrow morning and talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, Satnam.
Satnam.
Love you all.
Love you, bye.